Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. First, the news on water charges. I'm joined by our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald. Martina, what are the changes? When will we see these changes being introduced?
Well, first of all, we should say that there are no real surprises today. As expected, the regulator was before the Environment Oireachtas Committee on a Tuesday or earlier this week, and basically he had indicated he was going down this route. So firstly, for householders, worth noting that they now have a month extra to validate their details with Irish Water, as was requested by Irish Water. So they have until the end of November. Now, secondly, the regulator said today, and he had indicated this earlier this week, that people will get their bills at the end of January, not the beginning of January, as was previously planned. And this has a knock-on effect, a very practical knock-on effect for householders on two fronts. Firstly, you're given 14 days to pay your bills. So if you get it at the beginning of January, you're going to have to pay mid-January. If you get it at the end of January, you're going to have to pay in February. So for many people after the Christmas, that is some relief. And secondly, there was a concern the regulator had that people, if they wouldn't get all their allowances in their first bill, and they wanted to go down that route. So basically, by issuing the bills at the end of January, it kind of ensures that they will get their allowances then.
And that's it, is it? And I mean, clearly, it offers little enough respite to the hard pressed householder who'll have to pay the bills eventually, albeit a month later. But in terms of the political heat, it's not going to spare Fine Gael and Labour much by way of the anger of the public that we've seen out on the streets every Saturday over the last number of weeks.
Yes, today's announcement is really about the when. It's a tweaking of the when people have to do their details and when they get their bills. But the what is still slightly up in the air. All the soundings from government buildings is that some householders are going to pay less than was previously announced, but we don't know exactly how much. One government minister saying it may not be considerably less, but they are looking at the pricing model. We know that the deadline for the assessed charge that runs out at the end of or at the next summer, that may be extended, but they're also looking at the pricing model, at the basic question of how much you're going to pay. And this could really centre on bigger households and those with dependent children over 18, but they are looking in that direction. And obviously you heard Alan Farland Morning Ireland this morning saying the feedback from the Fine Gael parliamentary meeting, and also was in the Labour parliamentary party meeting earlier this week, basically saying there should be a cap, you know, on charges, whether they're metered or not metered.
All right, there we leave it. Thanks indeed, our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald. Let's get political reaction to that. We'll be talking in a moment to the Independent TD, Claire Daly, Independent TD for Dublin North. She's in our Dáil studio. First, we're joined on the phone by the Fine Gael TD for Galway West, Sean Kine. Sean, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Richard.
I presume you've been getting it in the neck from your constituents for the last couple of weeks, have you?
There's a certain amount, but I mean, obviously I represent a mixture of urban and rural constituency, so many people in rural sections of the constituency have been paying water charges for a long number of years and group schemes and that, so they'd be well used to it, or maybe some of those group schemes would have been taken over by the county council over the last number of years, so there would be a history in rural areas of paying for water.
And the others who will have to pay and don't want to pay or can't afford to pay, what have they been saying to you?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a concern. Some of them have you know, as I said, if there's larger families, and this would have come up during the parliamentary party meeting the last day in terms of having a cap for those, whether there's a large number of young adults in a household, whether they be in college or whether they be, you know, young adults that are working or whatever. So that would have come up. But I mean, there is some people who just obviously object to the notion of paying for water, and, you know, and understand their concern, but I've tried to explain as best I can the rationale behind setting up Irish Water. And we would hope that, you know, that this and the property tax would represent a broadening of the tax base and would allow for, you know, we've seen tax cuts in the last budget for 2015 announced last week or the week before. I would hope that there'll be more of that in the budget next year.
But surely people have things to say about the bonus scheme as revealed last weekend here on this station, and the notion that they might have to pay €188 or €180 for a call-out charge. And then there's the wider point of the whole administration or maladministration of Irish Water. It's been something of a disaster, hasn't it?
It hasn't been good. I was speaking in the Dáil yesterday, and I said you couldn't. I wish I could say that things were running smoothly in Irish water. There has been a lot of communication problems. I sort of compared it to the grant system SUSE in its initial year. There was a lot of problems there in terms of inability to get calls answered, to get replies from emails. But thankfully, SUSE worked itself out. I'm confident Irish Water will as well in terms of communication. But the call-out charges, and again, I asked for clarification from the Minister yesterday. I mean, as it stands, obviously, if there's a leak in the road or there's a leak at the meter, Irish Water is responsible. If there's a leak in your attic or there's a leak in your driveway where the pipe is going up, as it stands at the moment, you know, you call a plumber. And I would imagine the same should be the case into the future. There shouldn't be an obligation that you would have to call out Irish Water at whatever cost they have, that you can, you know, fix it yourself if some people have the means to do that, or you'd be able to call a plumber where it's within your own property.
You wouldn't defend the bonus scheme, would you?
No, absolutely not. No, sorry, just on that, the bonuses, and I raised that in the Dáil yesterday as well. I mean, for a new company, you know, they should know better in its first year of inception, where they knew that water charges wouldn't be unpopular, to allow a bonus culture was absolutely ridiculous.
What about this suggestion this morning on Morning Ireland that there should be a cap on the charges in the first year at least?
Yeah, I mean, certainly for the larger households, and I think that a cap will give certainty, because I think there's a lot of fear, and it's a bit like the property tax. You know, the people just didn't know what they were paying, even though they knew the valuation and they knew from the tables you could tell them. There was still a lot of concern out there till they got their first bill, and I think the same as applies to their water charges. I think there's just a concern, and I think if there was a cap and surety that, you know, if you've 2, 3, 4, or 5 people in the house, this is what you will definitely be paying, and you'll be paying that for whether it be the first year or some speculation of a couple of years, something that would be welcome.
Would a new CEO or a new board at Irish Water make any difference?
No, look, I think the CEO and the board have to work harder on the communication difficulties that we've had and sort them out. I mean, if you're going down the line now of a new CEO, how long is that going to take? That would take time in itself. So I think the CEO, John Tierney, and the board need to ensure that they sort out the communication difficulties that they have. And I've actually noticed in the last week even there's been an improvement in terms of replying to TDs and email responses and telephone calls. So, I mean, that's welcome, and we need more of that, and the public needs more of that. They need certainty.
Sean, thanks for that. You might want to stay on the line and hear Claire Daly, the independent TD for Dublin North. She's in our Dáil studio. Claire Daly, today's move is, you would say, presumably too little too late, but is the campaign moving in the right direction? Do you get the sense that the government are about to give way on this?
I do. I have no doubt whatsoever that the announcement today is only going to embolden people. I think it'll be met with great merriment on the protests that will be taking place in many towns around the country tomorrow. And the giant movement that will be revealed on the 1st of November, when literally every county will see numbers the likes of which we haven't seen in years. And all that the decision reflects is that people had made the scheme unworkable by not sending back the forms. And what's more, or should be more worrying for Irish Water and the government, is that actually a lot of people who did send the forms back did so early on, before they saw the scale of the opposition. I mean, for example, I was speaking at a meeting in New Ross the other night, hundreds of people at the meeting, and loads of people came up to me at the end, a little bit sheepish. What do I do? I mistakenly sent the form back at the start, and they've no intention of paying. So I think it's a mess. I think people's confidence is up. They've had enough, and this is going to encourage them.
What's your own position, by the way? Are you going to pay?
Well, certainly not. I have paid already, as all Irish citizens have, through our general taxation, and I have no intention of paying twice.
And at the very least, you risk being not quite cut off, but reduced to a trickle. You can cope with that. If you don't pay,
I can, because I'd increase the pressure back myself if they were to do that. Yeah.
How would you do that?
Well, I'd get a plumber to do it for me. I'm not that skilled, but I believe it's imminently doable. Look at in the 1990s.
Isn't that breaking the law?
No, I wouldn't think so, but sometimes bad laws have to be broken. I mean, in the 1990s, when the local authorities had the power to disconnect people, the campaigns reconnected them. And this is a tax that does not have a mandate from the people. It's being imposed on a population that has just had enough. And the amount of people who are, you know, for the past number of years, working harder, for longer, for less money, and they're just sick of managing, and they don't have it.
But does it have a mandate? And this was very clear that this was going to happen when Fine Gael and Labour were campaigning in the last election. You knew it was going to happen. People voted them in.
No, people voted for the Labour Party, which produced a replica of a Tesco ad which warned about Fine Gael bringing in water charges, and how vote for them would put a stop to it, like, you know.
But Fine Gael is the majority party, so there's little enough that Labour could do. But that's a separate question, that they did vote in enough Fine Gael TDs to form a government, albeit with Labour support, and they said they were going to do that. That's what the people voted for.
Well, I don't think any Fine Gael TD went out and said, vote for me and I'll bring in water charges.
So charges in the manifesto?
Well, look at, we'll see how many people vote for them in the next election, and I think that's one of the things, isn't it, really? This is unworkable now for the government, given that we're on the eve of a general election.
What's the alternative? What's your prescription? Are you saying keep an Irish water company, but the government pays all and then shifts it back onto the public through taxation? Or how might the alternative system work in your view?
The argument is being put forward that this is being done to improve our water infrastructure.
But now, to the cost, Claire, who pays if the public don't pay?
The point is that the public is paying now hundreds of millions of our taxes, which were traditionally given to local authorities, have been handed over to Irish Water to install water meters. So that money is there, it's being spent. It's just not being spent on repairing the network.
All right, but the government relies now on several hundred million coming in through water charges. If they don't get that, and
it's a reduced amount, it's about 200 million now, given all of the concessions.
Where might that money come from then?
Well, we could enforce the levels of corporation tax that we have. We could introduce a financial transactions tax. I'd be well in favour of increased income tax on those who earn over a six-figure salary. I'd be in favour of a wealth tax. All of these measures should be brought in. Instead, we concentrate on stealth charges and punitive regressive taxation, which hits poorest families most. Claire, and the surveys show that.
Claire, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Claire Daly, Independent TD for Dublin North. Before that, the Fine Gael TD for Galway West, Sean Kine.